This is Allie Marshall, and I am talking to Toby Lehman, the bassist for Dr. Dog. Dr. Dog plays the Orange Peel this Thursday, March 15th. On this podcast, he talks about making the album that represents who the band is right now, the lo-fi sound that they're known for, and having fun with whatever they do in music. Tracks on this podcast are That Old Black Hole and Vampire, both from their new album, Be the Void. I'm drawing the blinds, I got my arm
full of walls, man, the show really starts once the curtain. So I have this theory that, like, people always talk about concept albums, and I kind of feel like every album must sort of be a concept album, because otherwise it's what? Like, it's just this, it can't
yeah,
just
it's just
be
a
like,
collection of
yeah. So do you feel like there's kind of a thread or a story with this group of songs?
I think the closest thing that we've come to is when the record is exactly what we were doing at that time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's, the reason we made the record on our own at our studio with our buddy engineering, our buddy Nathan, who rules and we've worked with a bunch, and he knows exactly what we're trying to do and he knows exactly what we're saying when we say it. And we work the same speed and everything. And we wanted to see what kind of band we were. We had never gone in the studio. We had two new guys in the band. We had never recorded a full album with them. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to see what kind of band we were and what we were good at. And this is what we were good at this summer, was this kind of stuff. So
yeah.
We stuck with it, you know. It's kind of like, well, this is what feels the best. This is what our band is really good at right now. And why not do that?
Yeah.
But in that process, a lot of songs that, you know, some of my favorite songs didn't make the record because they didn't sort of fall into that criteria where, you know, it didn't feel great making them. So there's no, we wanted people to hear a band playing music that was really excited about what they were doing.
Like there's something too, and I know that as far as the band, like the lo-fi sound has been kind of part of the sound for a long time, but it feels like that sort of leaves room for imperfection or for just kind of like going with the flow in places and not worrying about it being like too clean. Like I feel like
right.
It was
well,
too clean.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in like the way a lot of modern music is produced is just inaccurate. I mean, it doesn't actually sound like that. Like, you never, music doesn't sound like people record it. And I think people think that's the true sound, but it isn't. I mean, the bass, the low end is completely manipulated, the high ends are completely manipulated, the mids are like this little like tussle in between. And it's like, that's not the way music, it's not the way a band actually sounds. Like, bands don't sound like that. Through a live lens, you can't experience all that stuff at once. There's not that separation. You know, when you're looking at a stage and music's coming out of the PA, it's all coming from one place. It's not like these little segmented little doses of whatever frequency that are all in their own particular space and not fighting each other. I just, yeah, the lo-fi thing I feel like is, to me, it sounds truer to what bands actually sound like.
How about the process of making videos? Because I felt like the video for That Old Black Hole, like, there's just so much joy and so much fun in it.
That's sort of the tenet of this. It's always been the tenet of this band that there's no point in doing anything unless it's fun. Unless we're having fun, why are we there? If mm-hmm. it's going to be a chore to do anything, then it's probably not worth doing because that's going to come across. And you hear a lot, you see a lot of videos and you hear a lot of music where it's like, well, these guys were in pain. You know, either like psychic pain or like, you know, emotion, you know, you can hear a lot. Like, you listen to a record and you're like, I guess this band's about to break up. And then they probably break up, you know. It's like, you can hear that comes across in music. And I feel like for all facets, for us, it's, you know, we're gone all the time from our families and our friends. And we live a pretty sort of absurd life. And so if we're not having fun doing our job, then all the sacrifices we're making are for nothing, you know. So I really feel like it's important to to get yourself in the right headspace to where you can sort of project that kind of ideal.